Hi, this is Rick, and today I'm going to talk to you about Ceratec's System Access to Go. System Access to Go was just announced last night on ACB Radio Main Menu. And what System Access to Go is it's actually Ceratec's System Access screen reader product. Well, system. Or Ceratec doesn't like it to be called a screen reader, but unfortunately, I use that word. But Ceratec's System Access is a screen reading program similar to JAWS and WindowEyes. And most of you know what it is, and many of you have seen it used before and probably use it. But what System Access to Go now does is it's one more step in Ceratec's process to allow everybody to use their products everywhere they want to use them and with as much flexibility and freedom as possible. So, what System Access to Go is going to do for you is say you're at a friend's house and you want to do something on the computer, but you don't have a screen reader with you, and the person that you want to use their computer is sighted, and they don't use a screen reader. But you want to show them something, that maybe they don't know how to So, what System Access to Go is going to allow you to do is if they have a web connection, and most people do. If they have a sound card in their computer and they have speakers hooked up, and most people do anymore, then you can simply press your Windows key to bring up the start menu, hit R for run, type in the dialog www.satogo.com, press enter. And within a couple of seconds, an audio prompt will come up on the screen and it will talk you through using System Access to Go. So, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give a short demonstration of System Access to Go for those of you who are not familiar with Ceratec System Access to give you a good heads up on how to do things with it. So, right now I'm using JAWS, so I need to shut him down.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press enter to quit now or escape to cancel. OK button. Space. Mic.
And I'll do a Windows M just to make sure I'm out here on the desktop. Okay, I don't have any screen reader technology running right now. So, I'm going to do just like I said. I'm going to hit my Windows key. I'm going to press R. I am going to type in www.satogo.com and press enter.
Welcome to System Access to Go. Please press enter to begin.
Well, System Access to Go is prompting me to press my enter key, so I will do so.
Please press Alt plus R to continue.
Okay, now it's telling us to press Alt R.
Please press Alt plus R again to continue.
And it's telling us to press Alt and R again.
If this is your first time using System Access to Go, please listen to this entire message before typing. If you are already a Ceratec customer or if you have a trial account, please type your account number and press Enter. To register for a free trial, type trial and press Enter. For a 10-minute demonstration, type demo and press Enter.
Okay, I already have a Ceratec account, so I'm going to type in my account number and I'm going to press enter.
Please type your PIN and press Enter.
And I'm going to press enter.
You're logged on. Loading system access. Please wait. System access to go is ready. Gold wave.
Okay.
Desktop. List. My computer.
143.
Now, the first time you run system access to go on any computer you're at, once system access to go comes up, you'll have a screen with some information on it. It'll tell you about the product and a few different things, and it'll ask you to agree. Down towards the bottom, there'll be a link, and it'll ask you to agree. You need to click on that. And then basically after that, you won't see that anymore, and that's why you didn't see it here. But I just wanted to tell everybody in case they get hung up on that. One problem I did have here, and I'll let everybody know, it may not be a problem for anybody else, but my screen, or not my screen reader, my firewall, excuse me, my firewall hung me up and was giving me some problems. So be aware that perhaps on some systems running a firewall, you could run into a snag, but hopefully not.
Recycle bin, my computer.
Okay. We're now running system access to go on this computer. You wouldn't need an internet connection anymore, I don't believe. So if you were on dial-up or whatever, you could close the connection at this point, I do believe. And keep going from there. And I'm going to just tab around here a bit, arrow around, just show you that system access to go pretty much reads just like any other screen reader.
Recycle bin. Contains the files and folders that you add with C Personal, Adobe Reader 8, F-Talking Clock, Audible Manager,
843.
Location, /...
I don't know what that noise is. It's kind of annoying, and hopefully it won't do it on your computer.
Start button. Running applications toolbar. Gold wave button. Gold wave. System access button. Notification area toolbar. System access button. Windows security alerts button. Button. Freedom Box Home Server, do not shut down. Desktop. List, my computer.
So as you can see, by arrowing around and tabbing through the desktop, everything sounds just like it always does. Take you into Outlook Express.
Open books, Outlook Inbox-Outlook-Express-Main-Identity. Lip. Folder, Outbox, Send Items.
You Deleted have mail. Items.
BGZ mail. Blind mailing list. BCT. FLBGZ.
And I'm arrowing down through my folders.
One message, yes, one unread. Working online. 12 new messages.
If I want to see how many messages are in any particular folder, I can just do a insert page down or numpad 3.
One message, yes, one unread. Working online.
The modifier key for system access to go is either the insert key, so I can do an insert page down here.
One message, yes, one unread. Working online.
I believe you can do a caps lock.
One message, yes, one unread. Yep. Working online.
You can do a caps lock numpad 3 or page down key on a notebook. There are a couple other modifiers. I don't remember them off the top of my head.
List, unread. Rick Harmon, subject, BLIND_GEEK_ZONERE, Ellison, receipt.
And if I want to read a message, it's just the same as in every other reader. Just hit enter.
BLIND_GEEK_ZONERE, Ellison. Hi, sure you can ask my questions here. Not sure how many Mac users are on the.
And I can arrow up and down through this.
Hi, start of page. Sure you can ask my list, but I'm sure someone will.
Or I can go word by word with control left and right arrows.
Though, list, though, but, I'm sure, someone.
Or you can just simply arrow with your cursor keys.
O-M-E-O-N-E, space, double, I-L-L-L-I, double, space, E-N-O-E.
And if I want to delete this message, I can just simply press control D.
FLBGZ-Outlook-Express-Folders.
Tab back out into my folders list.
Why blind books? Why blind geeks? Why blind tech? One message, yes, one unread. Word list, unread. W, Nick Dutton, subject, read Zerotech announcement.
So, this all pretty much works just the same. There's no real differences, you know, to any of the other screen readers.
Goldwave. Desktop.
Okay, what I'll show you next is basically just how to access system access. System access to go is very easy to access. There's not a control panel to use per se, like there is, you know, with Window Eyes or JAWS. But what we do is we use our modifier key, so you could either use your insert or your caps lock, and there are a couple others, but if you do an insert F or a caps lock F,
system access menu, send feedback,
we get into the system access menu. And here's where we can control different aspects of system access to go.
Connect to the Freedom Box Network.
You could connect to the Freedom Box Network.
Key Echo, checked. K.
You can turn on and off your Key Echo.
Word Echo, checked. W.
You can turn off your Word Echo.
Text-to-Speech Engine submenu.
Here's your text-to-speech engine, so you could change
Phonics Desktop US English. Checked. F.
You can change your speech synthesizer defaults to DeckTalk.
Phonics DeckTalk UK English. Microsoft Speech API 5. Microsoft Speech API 4. Phonics DeckTalk US English. Phonics DeckTalk UK English. Microsoft Speech API 5.
So, we can use DeckTalk or we can use SAPI 4 or SAPI 5.
Text to speech engine submenu. Voice submenu. V.
We have our voice submenu.
Paul. Checked. P. Kit, Wendy, Frank, Ursula, Dennis, Rita, Harry, Betty, Paul, checked.
And we have all of our DeckTalk voices there. If you were in another synthesizer, you'd get other voices.
Voice submenu. Speaking rate.
Here's our speaking rate. You can change your speaking rate.
Average pitch.
You can change your pitch.
Punctuation submenu.
You can change your punctuation.
None. Some. Most. All. Punctuation submenu. Link alert type submenu. L.
Here's your link alerts. You can tell System Access to go how you want your alerts, your link announced.
Tone. Checked. T.
Either by a beep.
Word. W.
Or the word link.
None.
Or nothing.
M. Tone. Checked. Link alert type optional messages submenu. Alternate voice. Checked. A.
Other messages, you can tell System Access to go how you want them announced if you want to use an alternate voice.
Same voice.
Or the same voice as the main voice.
Off. O. Alternate voice. Optional met read tooltips submenu. T.
So read tooltips.
Always. Checked. In virtual mouse only. Off. Always. Checked. Read remote control another computer. C.
You have remote control access where you can remote control another computer. Doesn't necessarily have to be a computer running system access or system access to go. And one of these days, I definitely need to do a demonstration of this because it's very interesting, and I think a lot of people would like it.
Submit a program that works well with system access to the Freedom Box Network. Help and Tutorials submenu.
We have a Help menu.
System Access Help. Audio Tutorials. About System Access. System Access Help. H.
And if you go in here, you can get much, much more detailed help to use System Access to go. Then I'm going to give here.
Help and Tutorials Shutdown System Access. Modifier plus F4.
And here you can do your Shutdown System Access.
Send Feedback.
Send Feedback.
Connect to the Freedom Box Network.
And we've wrapped around, so we can press Escape to get out of this.
Desktop. List. Outlook Express. 24 of 43. My computer.
One.
My computer. List. Empty. XP Home C type look DVDRW Vista E audio dash video list audio and video type file folder not selected backup type audio and video list,
and I'm using
audio, type, file folder,
my computer here 1st, just to 20, show you 0, that 7, briefly 6, 0, 5,
mm type file for audio list Alan's mess type file temp audio recording list BGZ002.mp3 size 7340.
And as you can see, it's just like any other screen reader. You just up and down arrow through your folders and files. If you want to listen to something, I'll play one of my podcasts here.
Rick Harmon Tech BGZ00.
Podcast number 2 for February 20th.
And I have Winamp running.
2007.
1. Rick Harmon Tech BGZ002-Winamp.
Rick.
I can hit modifier key and T for the title.
I've been working all week, so.
All my other Winamp keys work, you know, like C for pause. And
do too much with the.
X to play, V to stop.
This is Blind Geek Zone podcast number 2.
My up and down arrows, you know, to
2007.
Change my volume.
Audio recording.
My left and right arrow keys to forward and reverse
audio
seek.
Women Peak Wazer.
Audio recordings this week.
Women Playlist Editor.
I can go through the playlist editor and the graphic equalizer
doing
by control tabbing.
Demo of Thunder. And NVDA.
1. Rick Harmon Tech BGZ002 Tech.
Screen readers.
So, you know, Winamp works easy enough with System Access to Go. It's not very difficult. As long as you know the different keys for Winamp.
Temp audio recordings. List. BGZ0 Gold Wave. Desktop. List. My computer. Not selected.
143.
Let's see, what else? You know, basically, I think you can pretty much see that everything is pretty straightforward. Let's go into Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting. Address. Edit combo box. About colon blank.
And we'll go out to the Geek Zone here.
www.3land-geek-zone-p-n-e-t.
And I'll press enter.
www.blindgeekzone.net. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday, June 13th, 2007 at 1:26 p.m. The Blind Geek Zone blog. The Blind Geek Zone now has a blog.
And System Access to Go. We'll just start reading my page. I can up and down arrow through it as well. I can
Blind
go to the
Geek
top
Zone.
By
page.
Hitting control home.
Blind Geek Zone logo.
Entering table.
Link home. Link audio. Link programs. Link documents dash.
And System Access to Go has some navigation keys that we can use, just like JAWS and Window Eyes do. We have H for headings.
Heading level 1, the Blind Geek Zone blog. Heading level 1, welcome to the Blind Geek Zone. Heading level 2, audio tutorials.
We have, let's see, we have T for table.
Rate the quality of my tutorials. Radio button. Selected. Lousy. Radio
Let's see, we have radio buttons.
Good. Radio
for
button.
R.
Not selected.
We have checkboxes.
No more checkboxes.
Which is X. Let's see, we have G.
Link. Valid HTML 4.01 transitional.
Which will go to graphics. Let's see what else.
Copyright 2006-2007 Blind Geek Zone.
And it'll take us to the next plain text.
Blind Geek Zone.
And I'm just trying different keys here because I don't know all the navigation keys.
No more editable text fields.
E will take you to an editable text field.
Vote. Button.
B will take you to the next button.
No more drop-down lists.
D will take you to a list, a drop-down list.
No more anchors.
A will take you to an anchor.
Heading level 2, programs. No more form fields.
F will take you to next form field. And that's all I can find for now.
Link, program files. Here you will find various useful programs, utilities, and scripts that I have found to be very useful. I will add.
If you want to do a read to end or a say all, you can hit your modifier key, your insert or caps lock key, and the down arrow.
Useful. I will add more files as I find them. If you have any programs that you have found to be useful and you would like me to have here, please let me know. Files last added on June 9th.
So, the navigation through Internet Explorer is pretty straightforward. No big issues there. It reads pages real well.
Gold Wave.
Let's see. What other kinds of keys do we have? Well, we have time and date, which is your modifier key. Or, here I used to use insert and do a F12, insert F12.
It's 1:30 p.m. on June 13th, 2007.
To get to the system tray, you can do an insert or modifier key F11.
Select the system tray icon. List. System access. Not selected.
1 of 2.
Gold Wave. Desktop. List. My computer.
1 of 43.
And it works well with a lot of other things. Microsoft Word, Excel, Outlook.
Desktop. List. Like Skype.
Skype.
Gold Wave. Skype trademark Dasher Armin 928. Contact list. All contacts. List.
And Skype is coming up now. And system access to go works very well with Skype.
Darren Duff. David Allen. Offline with call forwarding, 2.50, David Tanner, Doug Z. Pat, Jeff Bishop, Nada, Petragia, X-Site, Will Kiddo, Tom Jones, Skype test call, online, call me to test your sound, menu,
and,
131.
Just for the heck of it, we'll go into the Skype test call.
Menu opened, start chat, start call.
And I'll just briefly...
Skype test call tab, menu closed, mute button.
Make a quick
Hello.
Little call
Welcome
here.
Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, Skype testing service. It's just me again testing my Skype.
Hello, Skype testing service. It's just me again testing.
And that worked, so I'll escape out of it.
Call phones tab. Select the country slash region you are dialing.
If you do a control tab, you get your tabs announced.
Skype Line tab. Skype Line dash local businesses you like. Learn more. What? Editable. History tab. List. Failed call from Tom Jones. Contacts tab. Contact list. All contacts.
And we're back in our contacts. I can tab around.
Away. Rick Harmon. Link. One new event. Call cheaply to mobile phones and landlines. Link.
So as you can see, that all works real good with system access to go. Close that out.
Desktop. List. My computer. Not selected.
1 of 43.
So I don't really want to cover a whole lot more here, but I did just want to give you a short demonstration of how system access to go works. And I think this is a really great product. I think it's going to be really helpful to a lot of people. I believe Saratech plans at some point. For right now, while it's in beta, and I guess it's going to be in beta for some time to come, it's free. You can just go to the address and do it as I did, www.satogo.com. Follow the prompts. You can sign up for a trial account. Or just use it as a demo program. I hope you'll try it out. Give it a spin. Like I said, it's free for the time being. And I believe once it goes pay, it's going to still be very affordable. I've heard some numbers bounced around. I don't have any specifics yet, but I've kind of heard something like $129 a year. And that would be, roughly $10, $11 a month. I've heard they want to rent it to people monthly, annually. So, you know, that's really cheap. And hopefully it offers up a lot of opportunities for people that are on the go, you know, that don't necessarily, you know, myself, I wouldn't want to install JAWS, you know, on every computer I needed to use it on, you know, due to the complexity, you know, of installing JAWS and authorizing and all of that, on, you know, on a thumb drive. So, you know, I really don't want to do that. So I think this really, you know, offers up some opportunities for people. And Mike Calvo was saying last night on the announcement that they want to take this to other products, you know, not just your PC, but, you know, to mobile phones. You know, he said even to like an Xbox or, you know, just any kind of mobile device, you know, that system access to go, you know, will be truly mobile in the future, and it will go, you know, where you go. And it's not stuck to your home PC, you know, like JAWS is to an extent. So, I think it's going to be great. Some people, you know, necessarily haven't agreed with me, but that's cool. Everybody has their own opinions. But, that wraps this up. I just wanted to give a brief demonstration. I hope once you listen to this, you'll think it's great too, and you'll give it a try. So, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.